We can unite upon the principle of one man, one woman for life, with one exception. Whereby the innocent puts away the guilty in your marriage. And we can leave a lot of details to the judgment of people in certain marital situations. That is what I've ever preached here. And I want to say this too. I want to say this too as the presentation is now done. I want to say that... Thank you. I want to say that I will not back off at all in any extent with the false teachers in the Northwest area or all over the country. I have correspondence with Lowell Williams. I have correspondence with Jerry Bassett. I have correspondence with Daryl Bean. And I give them no quarter because the Bible gives them no quarter because they're destroying that foundational principle and they're saying that divorce can happen for any cause, contra what Jesus said. There will be no apostasy or digression with Justin Montz or with Ron Halbrook. And so I ask you to think about those things. I understand we have spent our time here, and so we'll have to bring this to a close. But if there are other questions, feel free to ask me. You know, I do want to be patient with people. Absolutely. Amen. We should be patient with each other. And forbearing in love. I'm a big believer in that. I personally believe that a decision should be made. But I will not insist upon that. The question for us to think about is this. Is how many more meetings would we want where we're doing this over and over again? You know, the devil wants people to lose focus from converting a lost world and be obsessed with disputes of words. The devil wants brethren to err from the truth. The devil wants us to bite and devour one another. What are we going to do? Now, I hope and pray that we can work together in spite of this difference. And I've shared that with Larry Jones over the years. I do not insist in any way that he comes to my understanding. You know, that woman in that other scenario, if she believes that, now he said, I put you away, and then he went into the car and he fornicated with a woman. If she believes that she can't put him away for fornication, I don't say that she has to. But another woman in her conscience might say, he fornicated, I'm putting him away for that fornication, and I receive her too. And I'm more than convinced that Jesus does as well. I will not build my life around this issue. If you've noticed in my preaching, I preached about the apostles. I'm preaching now on evidences, answering evolution. I think that there's a lot to the gospel that we need to get to, and we need to move on. We need to be bringing lessons that are going to help people that come into this church, that visit. And these are some foundational things that I do hope that can help them. But I'm a big believer in saying what I need to say and move on too. And I can see the toll that it is taking on our health here. I can't speak for everybody, but I just get the feeling that maybe Howard in his own health, or Susan in her health, are feeling the toll that this is taking. And so I do hope and pray that we can move on together, working in spite of this difference. There is a lot to the counsel of God, and we need to preach the whole counsel of God. So, that's about all I have to say. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry for going long. And let's go ahead and have... Okay, Ron?
Okay, just a very brief statement that Jesus gave the principle to guide us, and I agree with 99% of what Larry said in explaining it. Jesus did not specify some of the situations we face. We face those because of ungodly courts. I don't know what to do with all of those cases. That's all I'm saying. Case by case basis, deal with it as you did. What was the lady's name?
Laurie Scott.
Okay. You dealt with it as it came and continue to do that. That's all I know for us to do. I told Larry when we studied the other day, he and I've studied this many times, that he is still welcome to go with me to the Philippines. He said he will not go with me. I understood from our remarks that he thinks I should not be allowed to preach here again. He said something about not putting in the contribution. It seems to me he's communicating that in his mind, if everyone here doesn't line up with his conclusions, he's moving away. I'm begging not to do that. My heart is open. If he wants to go to the Philippines, I'm ready to pay. I'm not going to go around it. And I plead that that's where each of you will reach a conclusion based on your study of this picture. I love Larry, and I don't deserve anything he has to say.
Thank you.